As online retailers like Amazon continue to show their retail might and shopping malls around the country are shutting their doors, it might seem like the days of brick-and-mortar stores are numbered. But according to Denise Yawn, author of the book What Great Brands Do, there are still things that physical retail stores can do and are doing to bring in customers. And it's all about the experience. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about this and joins us now. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, guys. So Yawn says the best retailers right now have come up with ways to create extraordinary customer experiences. They understand it's not enough to have good products and to sell them at competitive prices, but they have to really create a multi-sensory customer experience when you walk into the store or when you log onto their website or see them on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or something like that, for that matter. So here's Yawn with a few examples of stores she says are doing this right.
A couple of examples. You know, one is REI, the outdoor outfitter. Their mission is to bring the excitement and adventure of the outdoors to their customers. And so I think every aspect of their store design is intended to convey that, you know, the materials they use in their store, the ice pick door handles that you use when you first walk into the store, get a real sense of the outdoors and the passion that the people who work for the brand have for the outdoors when you walk into that store. And then, you know, they offer all sorts of great merchandise and then lots of services, lots of experiences in terms of events, or they have REI Adventures, which is their tour company. So they're really kind of surrounding the customer with a distinctive, memorable experience. And then another retailer I point to is Sephora. You know, I think that they have done an excellent job of creating this place that is exciting and that customers like to go to try products and to discover new things. And, you know, they have a very kind of upscale feel, but their prices are very reasonable. And so I think that communicates a real value to their customers. And so in both of those examples, you know, I think that retailers looking beyond just selling the product to really engaging the five human senses, engaging the customer's emotions, and really telling a very distinctive story in their customer experience.
Yeah. Is this sort of a new phenomenon? Do you think retailers are sort of learning this lesson about trying to create experience around a shopping experience as Amazon and other sort of online retailers are really cutting into their business?
Yes, they've had to. They've had to learn the lesson the hard way, I think, you know, in terms of losing business to e-commerce players who provide the product, the price, and the convenience that they either had been or even better than they had been doing. And at the same time, you know, I think they've seen some of these, you know, kind of newer retailers come into brick and mortar and shown people, hey, this is what a shopping experience should be like. In both cases, I think that the mainstream retailer has kind of woken up and realized that it's a brand new battlefield, really, and that, you know, customers' love and loyalty is going to be won or lost based on customer experience.
How much of this has to do you think, with this generation, with this, you know, 25, 20, 26-year-old generation, where you've got millennials who really are different than past generations and consume things in different ways than past generations?
I definitely think that it's been a big influence, not only to what you just said about how they are consuming products and experiences very differently from their parents. And, you know, I think that they have higher expectations because that's basically what they've been trained to expect now, but also because of their use of social media and the fact that a post by one of your friends who says, hey, I had this really fun time at the store or whatever, is going to be a lot more influential on you than an ad that a retailer runs. And so the influence of the social media that the younger generation is using also, I think, affects retailers in the sense that they need to provide this great experience that's worth sharing and worth remarking about so that then, you know, people find out about them through their friends.
I wonder, though, even as stores are trying to compete in this way and coming up with new approaches to doing that, are they really, though, going to be able to? Or is this going to inevitably turn into an online is king kind of market?
No, I do think that there is a definite role that brick and mortar stores play in culture and a real value that they create for customers. So I don't think stores are going away anytime soon. But I do think that the smart retailers, the ones who are going to succeed, use both online and offline and create a very seamless experience between the two so that their customers can shop them however they want, whenever they want, wherever they want. And so I think if retailers can bridge those gaps, they'll weave themselves into customers' lives very easily.
So do you think that in this battle back and forth between brick and mortar and between online retailers or those businesses that are doing both well, is the consumer the one who's really going to win here?
Yes. I think that we are already winning, you know, mm-hmm. Because we're going to have more options. We're going to have better experiences. There's going to be more convenience. And quite frankly, also, I think better prices, because customers will pay a premium for certain experiences, for sure, whether that's online or offline. But at the same time, I think there's going to be a lot more competition for having the best price or offering the best value. And retailers will kind of will keep each other kind of accountable as they compete in this new world. So mm-hmm. I do think that customers are the ones who are going to win.
Denise Lee Yon is a restaurant and retail consultant and the author of What Great Brands Do. Denise, thanks so much for joining us today.
Lauren, thank you so much.